I see every bad sign in the book, and as far as they can, overweight to a man, they have that lean and hungry look.
It doesn't matter what those morons say, our nation's leaders are a feeble crew. There's only 20 of them anyway. What is 20 next to millions who are looking to you? All you have to do is sit and wait, keeping out of everybody's way. You'll be handed power on a plate when the ones who matter have their say, and with chaos installed, you can reluctantly agree to be called.
There again, we could be foolish not to quit while we're ahead, for distance lends enchantment, and that is why all exiles are distinguished, more important, they're not dead. I could find job satisfaction in Paraguay.
This is crazy, defeatist talk. Why commit political suicide? There's no risk, there's no call for any action at all when you have unions on your side.
A new Argentina, the chains of the masses untied. A new Argentina, the voice of the people cannot be denied.
There is only one man who can lead any workers' regime. He lives for your problems, he shares your ideals and your dreams. He supports you.
Having to get a majority. If normal methods of persuasion fail to win us applause, there are other ways of establishing authority.
We have ways of making you vote for us, or at least of making you abstain.
Perón has resigned from the army, and this we avow.
would be foolish not to quit while I'm ahead. I can see me many miles away, inactive, sipping cocktails on a terrace, taking breakfast in bed, sleeping easy, doing crosswords, it's attractive.
Don't think like you, I often get those nightmares too. They always take some swallowing. Sometimes it's very difficult to keep momentum if it's you that you are following. Don't close doors, keep an escape clause, because we might lose the Big Apple. But would I have done what I did if I hadn't thought, if I hadn't known?